This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, nationwide and around the world. And on our show this hour is country legend Tanya Tucker. She'll be talking about a CD she's got out right now and a new tour that she is embarking on. Then later on in the hour, the couple that stars in The Little Couple on TLC will be joining us, talking about another season of that show. Very popular program, I might add. And then we're going to be chatting with our friend Elizabeth Warner, and she has some great ideas for toys that teach that are available for all the youngsters out there for the coming school year. And that's all coming up this hour, hour number two of Ron Segi Today.
Wayne Alaroot for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Alaroot? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
5716. And that's the voice of none other than the great Tanya Tucker, who is joining us on our show today. It's always nice to hear Tanya sing, and now we get a chance to talk to her a little bit because she's back on tour. Tanya Tucker joins us. Hi, Tanya. How are you, dear?
Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Congratulations for this tour that's going to be coming up here at the end of this month and going all the way through October. This is the first time you've been out with sold-out shows, I might add, for the first time in 3 years. We've been missing you.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I was taking some time off and trying to get just rebooted, you know?
Yeah. Well.
And everybody's been so aggressive about me coming back. I mean, from the guy in the parking lot that got my car to a friend that's a real estate person, that, you know, that live on the other side of life, have really been aggressive about me coming back. And so it's I'm very flattered. I'm flattered that people still want to see me.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
I'm not 20 years old anymore. I'm in my 50s, but the music seems to have taken over, you know, more so than even the performing. But the recording part I really enjoy, too, now. And I've got them working on a new record.
Well, that's great. See, but the fact of the matter is, when you talk about, you know, aging a little bit, it's like fine wine, Danny. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Aging is just me slowing down so everybody can catch up.
Yeah, there you go. Well, isn't that interesting? Now, you know, over a remarkable career, you've penned an autobiography, you founded your own record label, you started and starred in a reality TV series, you've had so much success, so many hit records. I mean, the list is endless, starting with Delta Dawn in 1972. Now, this is a question that really, I would love to hear the answer to this, because you first were inspired to perform that song after you heard it performed by Bette Midler. A lot of times singers are apprehensive to cover a song that's been done by somebody as established as Bette Midler. Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't know who Bette Midler really was at that point, you know. I mean, I was only just turned 13. And actually, it wasn't me that saw Bette Midler on The Tonight Show, because I definitely was probably sleeping at that time, because I had to go in the studio the next morning. But the day before, the night before, Billy Sherrill saw Bette Midler perform it on The Tonight Show, Johnny Carson. And his first move was to call, and he wanted to produce Bette Midler on something, because, you know, Billy Sherrill, who we're talking about,
yeah,
my producer,
sure,
was a little left of center anyway. He wasn't Nashville all the way, but he was so successful that nobody could really do anything about it, you know. And he saw her perform that song, and when he asked if he could produce her, she had already had been signed to someone else and couldn't get out of the contract and all that. So he said, "Well, I'll just cut it with this little 13-year-old kid." And when he played it for me, I said, "That's my song."
Wow.
And so after we turned down many, you know, one of them being Happiest Girl in the Whole USA.
Oh, did you really?
Because Al Gallico was the publisher of that song.
Yeah.
He had the total control of it. And so, you know, they played me the record, Donna Fargo's record, and I said, "I love the song, I think the song's great, but it's not my song."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're 12 years old, you can say that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't worry about it. You know, you get older and you start to think about stuff before you say it. And Billy just looked at everybody and told them, you heard her. That's the way it is, boys. And of course, then they really knew he was off his rocker, you know. He wasn't quite dealing with a level deck, you know. And but he knew what he was thinking about. And we cut the song the next day. I was a couple hours late because I was sleeping on his couch.
Wow.
But he finally woke me up, and then I walked in the studio and shook a little sleep off. And there was the Jordanaires and Pig Robbins on piano, the great Pig Robbins, and Charlie McCoy on harmonica, and all these great musicians who I didn't really know. I didn't even know who Billy Sherrill really was, but because I was, you know, I was just a kid.
Sure.
And then we got to the microphone and we did it in like one take.
Wow.
You know, maybe two, and it was like no overdubs back then.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, everybody had to be doing the right. Had to be playing the right note at the right time,
yeah,
or we'd have to do it over again.
Yeah, you couldn't go back and correct the bass player's part or anything else.
No, it was just like they recorded it straight to tape. You know?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't mean to say that wasn't happening. That was definitely, other people were doing that, but Billy never let me overdub. So, but that was just, he wanted to keep me, you know, positive, or to keep me true to pitch. And I've always been a real, you know, stickler on pitch.
Yeah, sure.
And so I think that's what caused that and helped that. And at times, there have been many times when I couldn't hear on stage because of the monitors, you know, wouldn't have enough of me. I couldn't hear myself. And I'd have to get through a show not being able to hear a word I said or a song I sung.
Yeah.
And that kind of kept me, I think that's what got me through those shows, is Billy Sherrill never let me have a pair of headphones. But he was quite a unique person. And his health is failing now, and I would love nothing better than to get one more chance to see him.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Because he was such an important part of my life.
You know, I didn't realize that at 6 years old, you began to play saxophone.
No, I was in the seventh grade when I started playing sax. I always tell people, man, I was I was third seat sax, you know, but there was only two of us.
That breaks me up because I played trumpet for many, many years, but I'm a singer too.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to play a wind instrument when you want to sing. And
exactly. You can't do it.
You can't do it. And you know what? I was to say I was fourth trumpet part. And there were four trumpets, and
yeah.
It couldn't get any lower. You know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah, and I, you know, I wish I would have kept up with the saxophone because it's a beautiful,
instrument.
And the horn too. Oh my gosh, they're great instruments, and I use them. And I hear them in my recordings, you know, or in my creative process. I hear a lot of horns in the songs, and you know, it's something that I remember when I cut my last album. In 2000, with the album Tanya in 2002, Barry Beckett came on board, and I wanted to have horns on the song "Memory Like I'm Gonna Be." I thought I wanted horns, and I also wanted the Commodores sing with Lionel Richie.
Yeah,
and he's got such aversion to that that they were just not. Barry did not want to do it. He said Nashville is not going to go for horns. So I called my dad and I told him what Barry said, and he said, "Well, tell Johnny Cash that."
Yeah, right. Ring of Fire.
You know, Ring of Fire.
Right.
When he came out with the horns, and no, Nashville won't accept that. You know, you gotta step up to it, not step down from it. You know.
That's exactly right. Now you also made a for a TV movie, Follow That Car. You were also in the Heart Country, which featured Kim Basinger, Daryl Hannah, and you also had your own TV reality series, Tuckerville. So aside from the fact that you are a writer, a singer, an author, you're also an actress, do you like that?
I don't know. I don't know about that. It would have to be something that I haven't done.
Yeah.
To be really interested in doing an acting thing again. And I've got several people wanting me to do things. And it's just like, wow, I'm not sure if now is the right time. You know, you want, even if it's looking at a script, it's like just like listening to a song. I mean, except it's even more complicated. And trying to make a decision on what you should do is sometimes the hardest part. But right now I think that I'm going to really concentrate on my music since I haven't done it in about 4 years. So I'm just kind of getting on the bicycle again.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that bicycle is one lucky bike because...
I'm wearing that sucker out.
Yeah, I tell you, you're going to have no more tread on those tires. We got a lot more to talk about with Tanya Tucker, our guest on the show today.
Elda, Don, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
With a head full of dreams,
well, I'm telling you, I look down the list of shows that you're going to be doing all summer long. For someone who hasn't been on the road for like 3 years, man, you are really working hard, dear. You're going to go. This is what I'm excited about now. You're going to be in a lot of cities. I invite everybody to go to Instagram, which is / Tanya Tucker, or you can go to Facebook, Tanya Tucker Official. But the fact of the matter is you're going to be in a lot of cities. There's three that I'm very familiar with. The Villages, which is not that far from where we do our show, so I'm probably going to go up there and see you on 17th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, are you in Florida?
I'm in Orlando.
Oh, my gosh. I just got back from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, wow.
I was there, and we kept saying how we wanted to go to Orlando. My son was with me, and we went down there to see Ron Bergeron, who's one of my best friends. He builds all the roads down there in Florida.
Yeah. I know the name.
And, I stay with – he's built me a guest house, and I stay there when I'm down there and went and met the champ, Vladimir – I can't know, how do you say his last name? Biskinski, or – he's undefeated, and he's from – I guess from Russia. Germany.
Yeah.
And boxer. Yeah. And got to watch him spar, and of course then we go out in the swamp where he has a big 10,000 acre place out there. And I just love Florida.
Oh, it's great. Well, you're going to love the Villages. You really are.
Well, I have lots of friends coming to see me there.
Yeah.
In fact, Ron Bergeron's coming. And he's going to be there and bring his family. Now, he's got a daughter that's trying to get started singing in the business. Diamond Rose is her name.
Oh, great.
And I've got my other friends from Fort Lauderdale. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a brand new venue, too. Also, on August 16th, they're going to be in a city I'm familiar with, Erie, Pennsylvania, for a celebration.
Yes.
And then, on October 11th, you're going to be with my pal who's now in charge of the great Andy Williams Moon River Theater, Jimmy Osmond, there at the Branson, Missouri.
Jimmy Osmond?
Jimmy Osmond's running that facility now. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. In fact, he...
Little Jimmy Osmond.
And
I can't wait. I haven't seen him since we had dinner in Las Vegas when... Oh, my gosh. I can't even tell you how many years ago.
Now, the irony of that, of course, is Andy founded those guys, and... And,
exactly.
You know, that's the best theater in town, I might add. I mean, that theater is...
Better than the Grand Palace? The
Grand Palace is closed now.
No.
Yeah, it closed. I mean, it wasn't as big as the Grand Palace, but that's closed. And
why would they close that? It seemed like such a great place to play.
It was a sensational place to play, but for some reason, it's at least it was closed as of 2 years ago. And
it needs to be the Tanya Tucker Theater now.
Needs to be the Tanya Tucker Theater. That's I agree with you, Tanya. It should be the Tanya Tucker Theater. I mean, they need more celebrities of your nature in that town as of the last couple of years. And, of course, Bobby Vinton, who I just spoke to today because it's his birthday.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday, Bobby. Bobby was there when I signed, when I met Billy Sherrill for the first time.
Well, Bobby had the theater across from the Grand Palace.
Yeah.
Okay, he sold that. Grand Palace closed, so the Moon River Theater is it, and Jimmy runs it.
Oh, I'm so glad. glad I'm here,
cool?
Jimmy. So, that's so fabulous. I love all those guys.
Oh, I do too. I love the town. But, you know, I got to tell you a funny story. I know you're on a busy schedule. I got to tell you this, all right? My partner was Ed McMahon. And several years we were doing a show in Las Vegas at the Orleans.
Yes.
And Michael Gaughan was the owner there.
Yes.
And so one day I call him up because I wanted to bring my little dog there. And he said, we don't allow dogs. And I said, but you don't understand. It's a little white poodle. It's only like 7 pounds. No, we don't allow dogs here. And he finally caved in because he said, you know, now that I think about it, I did allow somebody else to bring a dog in here one time.
Me.
You.
That's amazing. Because,
yeah.
I have to take my dogs everywhere.
Me too.
Everywhere. In fact, I've made them service dog.
Service dog, right.
Because I just have to have that comfort.
Right,
you know?
Right. But he told me, he said, well, look, I had Tanya Tucker's dog in here. I'll make an exception since I made an exception for her. You can bring your dog in here. So thanks for breaking the trail for me there.
I'm glad to do it. I thank Michael Gaughan. That was nice of him to do it for you because he'd done it for me. That was stand up.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought it was a good deal. And so I always thought to myself, well, Tanya helped me out. So, you know.
I'm glad I could.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could because I know how important it is.
Yeah, it really
is. Very important.
It really is. You know, I am, and I say this sincerely, I'm very, very excited about this tour that you're coming up with. I'm glad that you're back out. You know, I know that you really love being in the studio, but there is just something about being in front of a live audience and hearing that immediate response and reaction that is very gratifying and very heartwarming. And I know that you're going to enjoy that over the next 6 months on this tour.
Well, I hope so. I mean, you know, it is going to be different. I'm the first one to admit it. It's going to be different because I haven't done it in a while, and it's kind of like going back to square one, you know.
Well, talking about that.
So I don't know. My life changes. My ideas, my thinking, and my thought process. A lot of things have changed in 4 years that I've been off, and so we'll see what comes out of it. I hope for the best.
We mentioned earlier about getting on that bicycle and going real fast. You know, going
right.
back on the road, I'm sure after that first date in Wendover, Nevada, it's going to be like being on that bicycle again. You never kind of forget it.
Well, I hope so. I may even take my bicycle with me.
And your dogs. You got to take your dogs, too.
Come out on the opening song, riding my bicycle.
There you go. That's a good idea. Hey, Daniel, you're a hoot. You really are. I'm so glad that you've been on the show with us. And hopefully we'll see you out in the Villages on July 17th and come backstage and say hi.
Oh, I hope so. Please do. You got to. Make sure you know we do that.
Okay. And of course, check out Tanya Tucker's website to find out all the dates that she's going to be possibly near you between now and the 1st of November.
Yeah, and one other thing, Ron, keep in mind that we haven't really got my website up and going like we want to have it. So we're in the process of doing that right now. So it's going to be a lot better.
Okay, sounds good. Tanya, thanks for joining us. Would you do me a favor and come back again sometime?
Oh, that's not a favor. I'll do anything for you but a favor.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, we look forward to it, and I wish you much luck on this summer tour, okay?
Thanks, Ron. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our very special guest, the lovely, the talented, and the hugely successful Tanya Tucker, launching an initial tour date starting this month and going all the way to October 31st. Quite a talented and an extremely nice lady. Country legend, singer, songwriter, and one very, very exciting celebrity on stage, Tanya Tucker.
Says they will. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prison officials say Jeffrey Epstein, the disgraced millionaire financier charged with sex trafficking of underage girls, was found dead early Saturday morning in his New York City jail cell. Former Colorado governor and Democratic presidential candidate John Hickenlooper reacts to the news.
He was wealthy, he was powerful, he was handsome. How could he do the things he did and create this web of, really terror for so many women? That's what I have a hard time getting my arms around, is just understanding the man himself.
Republican Senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, says he won't recommend President Trump roll back tariffs on China, even with signs a trade war could run past the 2020 election. He explains why.
People of this country, the farmers, appreciate the president standing up against China, unlike Clinton and Bush and Obama did not do.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. The latest season of The Little Couple started a couple of months ago. The season finale is coming up. However, this is a show that proves to people that life's challenges can be overcome. It is very inspiring to me. I am absolutely in awe of the show. Tuesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central Time. Joining us right now are Bill Klein and Jen Arnold Klein. Bill, Jen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
When people complain about softballs that are thrown at them and they don't have a catcher's mitt, boy, then they have to look to people like yourself who have come over so many challenges and so successful. I am in awe of both of you. I really am. I mean that.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. You know, I think we've really been fortunate to have this opportunity to hopefully raise awareness to help others who may be dealing with difficult times or differences as well. So it's been great.
Well, this season kind of centered on the fact that you left your home of Houston to come down to the sunny city of St. Petersburg, Florida. And, you know, you had to do a lot of adjustments in the home, plus the fact then you kind of went to China for a little while. So it was a busy, busy year for you. You know, Jen, I got to tell you a funny story. I'm watching you, okay, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, she looks awfully familiar. You know, how do I know this lady? Then I realized you're originally from Orlando, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's where we originate our show from, is Orlando, Florida. When did you leave Orlando?
Oh, wow. Well, my parents moved to Orlando when I was about 2, I think, really young. And then I grew up there throughout high school and then went to college at the University of Miami down in Miami. So I guess I technically left Florida, or Orlando, I should say, in 1992. When I graduated high school.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I was here at that time with an undergraduate degree in biology and psychology from the University of Miami. And currently, Dr. Arnold is the medical director of the Simulation Center at Texas Children's Hospital. And Bill, a very successful consultant for large and small companies in sales, operational efficiency. But how do you juggle all this? You have 2 young children. And, you know, I was watching one episode, and I felt terrible. Willie, I guess, has sleep apnea?
Yes, sir.
I felt so sorry for him. How did that turn out? Because does he have to sleep now with a CPAP?
You know, when we first got Will, we were in China still. We were at the hotel, and I didn't sleep very well the first night that we had Will with us because he kept stopping his breathing while he slept. And, of course, it made me very nervous. I have a doctor on staff, which is very convenient for me. But she said, you know, don't worry about it. Go back to sleep. He's fine. He's made it this far. He's not going to leave us tonight. But we do need to go back and get CPAP done or get a sleep study done. So when we got home years ago, we got a sleep study done. And since then, we have to do these sleep studies regularly to see if he's progressing or if an adjustment needs to be made. But Will's been wearing CPAP for almost 5 years now, and he's the most compliant person that any physician that ever treats him has ever seen.
I give him a lot of credit because it is brutal when you have to sleep with it. Bill, you've had over 20 surgeries in your very, very brief life. And, Jen, you've had 30 surgeries. What kind of surgeries are they?
Yeah, so we have a lot of orthopedic complications as a result of our skeletal dysplasia. So, you know, aside from the short stature, really the main issue with being a little person with the types that we have is a lot of osteoarthritis and a lot of abnormal growth of the long bone. So both Bill and I have scoliosis. We've had, you know, fusions there. I've had a cervical spine fusion to prevent paralysis. And then we've had lots of hips, knees, and ankles so that our legs could, you know, essentially be aligned properly so that we could run around after our kids and pursue the careers that we wanted. So, you know, I call them tune-ups, so to speak, these orthopedic surgeries, but they kind of keep us going.
I understand that. Bill, in one of the episodes, you had made mention that your children will have to sustain these future surgeries also. Is that the case?
Yeah, the likelihood that our kids will need some orthopedic procedures in the future is pretty good. You know, every person is unique, and you know their you know growth and what winds up not growing the right way is kind of hard to predict. So we go for annual visits up at a children's hospital in Delaware that specifically treats kids with skeletal dysplasia, and they monitor each of our children's progress, their growth, their you know, growth chart and all the things that are, you know, milestones or benchmarks of development. And for Will, he's got a little bit of internal rotation on one of his legs, and it's some bowing, some curving of the long bone and the tib fib, the lower limb, lower part of the leg. And so, you know, there's a chance that he'll need to go through this stuff more quickly than Zoe. Zoe's pretty well aligned so far,
mm-hmm.
So she's rather fortunate. She may be one of those little people that comes out fairly unscathed and just needs to have a really good tailor for the rest of her life. But, you know, we'll find out.
Now, Jen, you are also a cancer survivor, right?
Yes, I am. 5 years this year, actually, coming up.
Let me ask you both this. With all of these challenges that you have, and they're all so catastrophic at the time they're happening, how do you proceed with such a great attitude and a successful career? Because I admire both of you. I really mean that. You are a family to be reckoned with when it comes to proving to other people that challenges can be overcome. But how do you handle it?
Well, you know, I kind of look at it from the perspective of I want to enjoy my life, and I want to make the most of it. And, you know, I always said this. I've always been that girl that, you know, since I was a baby, that kid that liked to have her cake and eat it too, you know. I don't want to let the challenges in my life, you know, make me unhappy or limit my ability to pursue my dreams. Well, I mean, I have to be realistic. There's certain things, you know, we can't do, you know, because of our medical issues or stature or whatever else comes our way. I can't let that define me or, you know, make me so sad that I no longer enjoy life. I really do look at life as something that should be a lot of fun. You should be able to, you know, make the most of it. And while there may be challenges, I just look at them as bumps in the road that, you know, my goal is to get through it so that I can get to the fun on the other side.
Oh, boy. I tell you, what an attitude. I admire both of you, as I mentioned before. Now, kids can be tough when you're growing up. I mean, they probably say exactly what they're thinking without even giving any thought to what they're saying. When you were youngsters, did you take a lot of, you know, snide remarks because you were smaller?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bullying's definitely something that, you know, we both have experienced when we were kids and growing up and through adolescence, adulthood, you know, up until probably this week. You know, people are unfiltered and some people are not, you know, taught to behave or to not say those things. So, you know, it's hard, but we're beyond that from a personal perspective. I think now we're more worried about how our kids interpret those things and where they're running into it and how to help them, you know, get beyond it. We don't want to protect them in the, you know, traditional sense of shielding them from all that exposure because it's impossible to do forever. But how they internalize it and don't let it get the best of them is really what we're focused on at this point.
Now, will there be a new season coming up, guys?
That's always a good question. I'm guessing, yeah.
What is it? What is that? You shake it and it tells you whether you ask the eight ball a question, right?
Yes.
Is it called an eight ball?
Yeah, it's the eight ball.
I would say the answer is very, very likely.
I think it needs to be done. I really do. Because as I mentioned so many times during our chat here today, that I think that you set an excellent example as to how people can handle things and be successful simultaneously. I really do. You had a great, beautiful beach ceremony back in 2009.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We had a big party. We had our first wedding in St. Pete, where we live now, on the beach, and then we did a vow renewal after Jennifer recovered from cancer, and we wanted to bring everybody that we loved in close. So it was a great reason to get everybody together.
That's I love the beach, though. So.
Yeah. Now, do you ever get back to Orlando, Jen?
You know, every once in a while. We mostly go to Disney World now with two young kids. But I need to go back and visit my high school and see some old friends.
What high school did you graduate from?
Bishop Moore,
yeah, great school. Well, when you do that, let us know so that my wife and I can take your family out to dinner and break bread together, okay?
Thank you. That'd be
great.
That would be great. And let us know as soon as you know if the new season is coming up.
Oh, we will.
Thanks so much. so much, Ron.
Thank you so much. I admire those people. It's The Little Couple. You're going to have the season finale coming up. It's Tuesday at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time on TLC. And let me remind you that if you want to hear this show on demand 24/7, go to our Facebook at ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. We're coming right back with more.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, you make a lot of friends when you do a show as long as I've been doing this one, and our next guest is one of those friends. She is like the person in the toy industry. Joining us right now is Elizabeth Warner. Hi, Liz. How are you?
Hello, my dear friend. I have to tell you, I was really excited when I came in this morning, and I knew that I got to talk to you today. So thank you for having me back.
We're already in August, and school is just around the corner. And actually, to be honest with you, there are some schools here where I do our show in Florida that are already back to school. And I like something that you have said. the way to getting a great education, the ways to learn through play.
Play is a really important part of development. It's something that helps our kids grow, learn, and actually even feel better as people. So, Ron, I was thinking back to when my kids started school and how nervous they were. And even now at this age, sometimes when they go back to school, new friends, new teachers, maybe a new school building. So for our little ones, I found something adorable. It's called Kindy Kids, spelled K-I-N-D-I. Well, they're beautiful dolls. They're about 12 inches high. They have bobbleheads, beautiful, gorgeous, brightly colored hair, big, big, glittery eyes. But here's what's wonderful. These little dolls are going to kindergarten for the first time. You can find them on YouTube. But they're going to accompany our kids on their journey to preschool and kindergarten. Most of these schools now allow kids to bring a little something with them like this on their first days or first weeks to make them feel more comfortable, maybe for nap time or playtime, so they can bring these little beautiful dolls with them. They have these interactive accessories and play sets. But what's great is when they come home, they bring the doll home, and we know that when they play with dolls, that they're acting out their days, they're going to share with us what they did in kindergarten together. So it's a wonderful way, Ron, to nurture and to allow them to feel a little bit safer when they go to school.
You know, you mentioned your daughter being a little reluctant to go back to school. You know, I got to tell you something. I was the same way. In fact, I was had that feeling 3 years after I graduated from school. I was so reluctant. What is this new world of STEM that you talk about?
STEM is a very important aspect of learning. It's science, technology, engineering, and math. And we've learned very much that it's important for our children to be learning the basics of all these so they can continue to grow and develop in these very important fields. So one of the things that I found that is just fantastic, they're called Beaker Creatures. But this year, the Beaker Creatures have an alien experiment lab brought to us by Learning Resources, a true leader in toys that help our children learn while they're playing. Let me explain what this one looks like to you. This comes with an entire laboratory, all these really fun pieces that are going to help our kids learn science. It comes with an instruction booklet, cool things called the Beaker Creature Reactor Pods. These are tiny creatures. They fit right about the size of like a quarter, very small in the palm of your hand, but they come in something that looks like a bath bomb. You drop it in water, it fizzes, it bubbles, Ron, and then out pops this cute little creature. Well, the kids are going to enjoy that very much, but then they're going to be able to make their own reactor pods with kitchen ingredients.
Wow.
They're going to have a lot of fun with this. It comes with a booklet that explains all the science behind the fun. They're going to make slime. They're going to slime their creatures. All of this designed for kids. And these Beaker Creatures, Ron, kids love to collect, and they like to trade. Collectibles are very popular, but also it's a really big social thing at school. When I saw the Beaker Creatures, love, love, love the learning, I thought of another little set of collectibles. They're called Shopkins Real Littles by Moose. All of these little Shopkins, also about the size of a quarter, they're all little characters, Ron, that our kids love. And we've talked about Shopkins, they're one of the hottest trends. Well, this year, they've partnered up with iconic brands, things like Pop-Tarts, Fruit Loops, Welch's Concord Grape Jelly, Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. So the way this works is they come in packaging that literally mirrors, looks exactly like the brands that we know on the shelves. So the Rice Krispies, it looks like a little Rice Krispies cereal box. But the character comes inside of it. This is all pint-sized. It fits in the little middle part of your palm. But we'll recognize all these fun brands. The kids do, too. I think mom and dad could get these, pop them in their kids' lunch boxes, put a cute little note, have fun going back to school. Why don't you play with these and trade them and share them with your friends? And this could be something that could sort of help break the ice at the lunch table or during recess for our kids.
I was, and still am, a car fanatic, and I have model cars going back to when I was 5 years old. These toy cars, are they still popular?
They really are. And you know, my son never left home without a car in the palm of his hand. He was such a car kid. Well, I want you to check these out online. I want you to see them. They're called Midari, M-O-D-A-R-I. ARRI. You can find them online. The kids are going to build them themselves. So they look ultra cool. All the pieces you want, the chassis, the main portions of the vehicle, the hood, the trunk, the wheels. Your kids build this themselves. It comes with the tool they need. It's starting at 3. They can put these together using the tools. But up, 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 dads, grandpas, grandmas, we're all playing with these sitting around the same table. All the cars can mix and match with each other. So you can take the chassis on one, the hood of another, the trunk of another, the wheel of another. You can mix and match them all for a billion different possibilities of cars. Fabulous.
Seriously, I'm going to get that for my grandson. We're going to have a great time. What is the name of it again?
Midari, M-O-D-A-R-R-I. They have a bunch of different cool sets, like the Midari Deluxe Street Track Pack.
Mm-hmm.
That actually has the street that you build the track out of and all the little orange cones and the street barriers. By the way, they all have real suspension. You can steer them all. They're hand-powered. Mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, no batteries.
Now, I know you know what my favorite toy was growing up, right?
Slinky. It's Slinky. Singing the Slinky song. But we also talked about Etch-a-Sketch.
That's right. That's
right. Tinker Toys.
Yep, you got it. Where can we go for more information on this, Elizabeth, and all the things you have for back to school? And I want to stress the fact that it's not just for youngsters. You go into the tweens on these, right?
That's true. Yeah, for sure. So first of all, you can always go to my website, WernerInfo.com. But if you are looking for your tweens, I want you to check out Go Glam Nail Stamper. For our tweens, our gals who love to get their nails done, this is the ultimate at-home nail kit. It is crazy. So it comes, the nail kit comes with what's called a nail stamper. It's like a machine about the size of an adult hand in height. What you do is you pop a cartridge into it with the pattern of your choice. It could be unicorns, kitty cats, you name it, they've got it. You paint your little one's nails, or they paint their own, with the nail polish that comes with it. It's completely a kid-safe formula. Then they put their finger into the little stamper, push down, and it literally stamps on the coolest design on their fingernails. They can mix and match up to 125 different styles on this. I know with my two daughters, they do not go back to school until they get their nails done. This is a really fun way to do it at home.
Great. And again, the website?
Yes, it is WernerInfo.com.
Elizabeth, it is always a delight, and I'm sure that you and I will be talking soon on the air.
That's right, and I'm going to sing you my It's Slinky, It's Slinky. You remember the song.
I remember the song. Thanks, Elizabeth. I appreciate it, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Elizabeth Werner, the real child lifestyle expert. She knows more about toys than anybody I know, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
HempFest 19. HempFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at HempFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgie today, and we hope you've enjoyed the past 2 hours. We certainly enjoyed doing it for you, and I want to thank all of our guests for being part of those 2 hours. KC from KC and the Sunshine Band, Ventriloquist performing now at the Mirage in Vegas, Jerry Fader, Marcus Lemonis from CNBC's The Prophet. Also want to thank actor Pablo Schreiber, country star Tanya Tucker from The Little Couple on TLC, the mom and dad of that show that are doing really well. I mean, that's a very popular program. And Elizabeth Warner. We'll look for your company to come next week when we're going to do it again live nationwide and around the world. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.